poor, poor rock bottom, as Michael Schenker was alleged to have said. And what people generally said, that when he went and was replaced by Paul Chapman, that they weren't the band UFO, that is, that they had been when Michael Schenker was there. Now, I'm not sure that I agree, because when Chapman arrived, forgot his name then for a minute, can't believe it. When he arrived, the next album that they produced in 1980 was No Place to Run. Okay, it was after Obsession, which was a big hit for them, but I think Nowhere, No Place to Run is just great. It's got some great tracks on it, and this is from the internet, the old internet, YouTube in fact, is a 1980 concert on Rock Palast from Germany, and oh, it's fabulous, mate. Fabulous, mate. And you know, this album's got Letting Go and Mystery Train and just brilliant. I mean, it's not the sharpest item. You know, the colours are a bit smudgy and all of that, but it is really colourful, and the band are having a great time. This is a band throwing shapes in really rude health, really enjoying themselves, keyboards present, great guitaring, not the same guitaring as Schenker, not at all, you know, but it's fabulous. So they start with Letting Go, which is sharp and tough, No Place to Run, just opens out, feels fantastic. Long Gone is a really nasty feel, it's really attacking. Filmog is a very easy to watch live offer, as you know. But this is a band who are really locked together, enjoying themselves, colourful. And for people who are saying, oh, well, it wasn't very good until later on, you know, when Vinny joined them. Well, no, they were still great at this time. I mean, they got a bit dodgy a bit further down the track, but right now, the next few albums are great in my view. Making Moves is just tight, it's energetic. Only You Can Rock Me is here. You can hear the organ in there. Sounds lighter, but it sounds really good. And then the huge offer here, the real centerpiece, is Mystery Train. It's got such a size to be able to create that lower atmosphere, that slower atmosphere. It's beautifully done. And a band who are so confident that they can do this. Too Hot to Handle is a bit underwhelming. It's not really tight enough in my view. But Lights Out is a longer affair with a great solo. And Rock Bottom, which the crowd are into so much, sounds magisterial here. And actually, they do as well. For people who thought, Schenker, gone, that's it for me, they continued. UFO continued to be a great band. And this, and the concert you can see on YouTube, is just ample evidence. What a band. They were still kicking it in when I saw them a few years ago at Home Firth Picture Drone. That was a great gig. So full, it was almost too full. And this shows a band who can really do it live. Everybody is doing their part. Pete Way just front and centre, really enjoying himself. Chapman, great solos, really flowing, really attacking, not like Schenker. It's a different thing entirely. That doesn't mean to say it's any worse, but it's a different kind of offer, which I know a lot of people didn't like, but it fits in so well with this band. What a great concert. Do seek it out. I think you'll love it. And seek out that album. The album that came out and was the first one with Chapman, No Place to Run. Seek it out. I think you'll love it. UFO. What a band they were. Ta-ta.